The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Father Joseph. Now, doesn't Father Joseph have a sweet ring to it? Yes, I can say we are so proud of you, Joseph, and so grateful to God for raising you up and guiding you to this point in your life, and for all of us to be a part of that. So we give thanks to God on a Pentecost Sunday, no less. I don't remember a lot of first masses falling on Pentecost. I'm sure it happens, but what a glorious day to have a first mass of a priest. When the Holy Spirit came down and gave birth to the church, he's giving Joseph a second birth into the priesthood, a new sacrament to empower him to give new life to the church. Every sacrament brings new life to the church through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're so grateful, Father Joseph, for this day in your life and the life of the church. In a sense, we have a new church here this morning. Just as a tree grows organically over time, so our church is growing and reflects a new goodness of God in a unique way through you, Father Joseph. So we praise the Lord for that. Now, when Father Joseph asked me to preach this mass, of course, I couldn't help but be tempted to think of all the advice I could give him, all the things that might help him as a priest. But really, Pentecost Sunday reminded me that he has everything that he needs in the Holy Spirit. And I imagine you've gotten some advice over the last few days. But the reality is the priest and the whole body of Christ, when we have the Holy Spirit, we have everything we need. And often Satan's temptations lead us to doubt our identity in Christ, doubt the fullness of God within us, when God has always been there. You know how Satan works. He tries to convince us of something that we need when we already need it. It's kind of like a good billboard advertisement, you know? Convince you need something that you actually don't need. In this case, Joseph already has the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is with him and has empowered him to do the work that God lays out before you. And of course, you'll see many unique things along the way. issues, problems, challenges that we never studied in seminary. You haven't seen before, and in facing them, it can be so challenging, and we just look to ourselves, look to our own memory or skills, and realize, I don't have what it takes here. You don't need what it takes from yourself, Father Joseph. You have everything you need in the Holy Spirit. And referring back to the Father of all goodness, asking for the Holy Spirit in the moment, God has promised to support you in every moment of your life, in every moment of your priesthood. And so we have great confidence in that. And you also have all the prayers of these people here before you, that the whole body of Christ is in this with you. And if you doubt that, just ask them. And they will remind you that they're praying for you and that they are for you and they are supportive of you in a beautiful way. Our Lord breathes on the apostles, breathes on them the Holy Spirit. Again, when in doubt, simply breathe. I was telling you to breathe yesterday. I tried to remind them to breathe during the ordination rite. But more deeply, I would say breathe the name of Jesus. Because with Jesus, we get the breath of the Holy Spirit. That spirit of mercy that reconciles all humanity to the Father. This is the mission of Christ. This is the desire of the Father, to reconcile all humanity to Him, to be at peace with God. And when Jesus says, "Peace be with you," He's not just saying it to those frightened apostles in the upper room. He's saying to us here today, to the whole church, really to all humanity, "Peace be with you." God has what we need to be at peace if we but turn to Him and rely on Him and not ourselves. When we rely on God, we can be at peace. When we rely on ourselves, we feel anxious, and I'll say rightly so, because we cannot supply what is needed. We had a great professor there at Mundelein Seminary, Father Hennessy, who, when I was struggling with some doubts, he said, Ed, don't worry. I suffered the same thing the night before his diaconate ordination. He said, but here's what I prayed, and here's a good prayer for all of us. He said, Lord, you know what you are getting. I'll say yes if you make up the difference. If you make up the difference. And our God is a God who always is willing to make up the difference between us and what God is asking of us, the task at hand, the challenge at hand, the problems we see, the distress we may feel. God is capable of making up the difference. Again, if we pray, and I say, get out of the way and let God do His thing. Let God make up the difference and try not to interfere and muck it up. God is capable and wants us to rely on Him and rely on the Holy Spirit for everything. Another prayer I find helpful, oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Take care of everything. And ask Him, take care of everything, Lord. I am not capable. I am not sufficient to this challenge. But you are. You are. As he reminds us in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Nothing, right? Nothing. Nada. So we ask for God's help here today to rely totally on him. In a few moments, Joseph, you're going to bless this chalice and paten. And let it be a reminder of you to stay close to the chalice and the paten. Because whatever challenges we may face, we can just place it in the chalice. Place ourselves in the chalice with the blood of Christ, reconciling us to the Father, healing us of every wound, healing us of every distress. When we place ourselves in the chalice, all will be well. And so we ask for that grace for you, Joseph, to always stay close to your chalice and paten, stay close to the Mass. The Mass is the reconciliation of humanity with the Father. It is not just a reminder of what he did, and it is. It is what he did and does and is doing for all humanity. So we all ought to stay close to the chalice and paten, offering to Jesus all of our needs. One final thing from John Paul II. He wrote a beautiful poem called The Rock, and he wrote it there in St. Peter's Basilica as he was preparing for the Vatican II Council. Looking at the basilica, he wrote these words: "Our feet meet the earth in this place. There are so many walls, so many colonnades, yet we are not lost. If we find meaning and oneness, it is the floor that guides us. It joins the spaces of this great edifice and joins the spaces within us who walk aware of our weakness and deficiency. Peter, you are the floor that others may walk over you, not knowing where they go. You guide their steps so that spaces can be won in their eyes, and from them thought is born. You want to serve their feet that pass as rock serves the hooves of sheep. The rock is a giant temple floor, the cross a pasture." We pray for that grace, my brother, my father, Joseph, for you to stay close to the cathedral floor, in our case as a priest, reminding us of that great foundation of the church and the humility of Christ that has drawn you to this beautiful vocation. God bless you, Father Joseph.